CNN News Selection Number 1, Contentious Symbol.
This broad stretch of John C. Calhoun Drive is flanked by two unambiguous landmarks. On the right, a sign welcoming you to Orangeburg, South Carolina, population roughly 13,000 and more than three quarters black. On the left, a Confederate flag. The flag flies atop this pole right next to the sign for the Edisto River Creamery. By now, you know the flag's divisive history, and seemingly everyone in Orangeburg has an opinion about the flag at the ice cream shop.
It needs to come down.
It's not bothering anybody. It's not hurting anybody.
And what does the owner of this restaurant have to say?
That flag needs to be moved. And if there's any possible way that I can do it, it's going to be not.
But right now, you can't.
Right now, we're gridlocked.
To understand why Tommy Darith cannot remove the flag, you need to know about this man, Maurice Bessinger, politician, activist, and founder of Maurice's Piggy Park chain of barbecue restaurants across central South Carolina. He was a fierce defender of states' rights and segregation. In his 2004 autobiography, Bessinger called the Civil Rights Act unconstitutional and the Supreme Court ruling that integrated public schools a really bad decision. Then in 2000, when this happened at the South Carolina State Capitol,
I raised the flag out here on the big pole to protest the taking down of our heritage flag.
Maurice Bessinger died in 2014. A year after his death, Tommy Darith and his wife bought the Orangeburg location from Bessinger's children, but not all of it. Before Bessinger died, he sold a tiny bit of land surrounding this flagpole for just $5 to the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Camp 842.
He put it in the hands of people that he trusted because he loved his Confederate ancestors and his Confederate history just like we do. So there was nothing sinister.
The group flew a larger flag in the aftermath of the 2015 church shooting in Charleston. Dylan Roof killed 9 church members after calling for a race war.
From that day forward, all hell broke loose from there. My windows were broken out. My employees were harassed. Everyone in town assumed it was my property. It looks like it's attached to this building.
I know it's unfortunate for him, but me personally and a lot of people I know will not shop here because of this flag.